من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين. So this session inshallah we begin from verse 31. إن للمتقين مفازا. We had already explained before about those who are going to be punished in hellfire because they never want to accept the haqq. And after punishing the Allah punish them in hellfire and showing the azab that He is going to give to the unbelievers, and to the that's for the unbelievers, mushrikeen, those who associate people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or say there is Allah has a son or whatever, those are eternal in hellfire. And then there are believers who did sins in their life, and if they didn't go under the shafa'ah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we know that Prophet insha'Allah will intercede for everyone, from mu'mins and Muslims, and for those who made sins, Muslims who made sins. But in any case, from the way we have to explain, because we have to go in general, in everything, in the explanation of the Holy Quran, those who are even Muslims and did sins and Allah punished them, it's not going to be eternal. It's for sure, for a very short period of time, depend on what kind of punishment Allah give them. It might be punishment very light, and no one knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His judgment on His servant. So after that is mentioned through different verses, from Inna Jahannama kanat mirsadan bittaghina ma'aba, truly hell is a place of ambush. Verse 21. Now we are coming to verse 31, which is the opposite side. Completely the side that speaking about paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after He described the azab, now He is describing in Holy Quran the paradises, and He is describing the happiness and peacefulness. So always after ayatul azab, verses of azab, we see immediately verses of rahmah. Always it's like that in Holy Quran. So now we see on verse 31, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Verily, for the muttaqun, there will be a success. Means there will be paradise. حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ, gardens and vineyards. وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ, and young, full-breasted, mature maidens of equal age. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقَ, and a full cup of wine. This is according to the commentaries and translation of the Holy Quran that is translated in Medina. No love, dirty, false, even talk shall there they hear therein nor lying. A reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift according to the best of their good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 31, he said, Inna lil muttaqina mafazan. He is showing what he is providing for the believers. He is showing those who struggled in their lives, those who went seeking the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who went into the way of ma'rifah, knowledge, those who whom their focus was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, those are going to be successful in akhirah. As in dunya, those who work hard, study, doctors, they become successful. Lawyers, they become successful. Engineers, they become successful. So whatever you do, you are going to find the fruit of it. If it is a fruitful tree, if you are doing something sweet, you are going to find a fruit that is sweet. If you are doing something bad, sour, you are going to get a sour fruit. So it depends what kind of way you choose in your lifetime. You are choosing the way of Allah, you are going to find sweet fruits at the end. That tree in yourself is going to blossom. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Those muttaqun, those who were always in worshipness and never deviated, are going to succeed, going to find success. Means are going to be supported by us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm going to give them success, I'm going to support them, means you will get unlimited powers in your life. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. You cannot limit what is the meaning of mafaza. He said, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, those who struggle in our way, they are going to be successful. Successful in what? You say here, a doctor is successful, is making millions and millions of dollars, or very well famous, is big, a famous doctor, or engineer, or whatever. When you say a successful muttaqi, muttaqun, that they are successful, means Allah gives them everything in eternal life, in paradises. Allah opens everything for them in heavens. Allah put them مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من الصديقين من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. So there is no limit of their success, there is no limit of their reward. So that will be given. That we are still explaining from a literal meaning. We didn't go into the spiritual from a different angle, but we continue in the literal meaning. So to describe that success, in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the best in a desert that has nothing growing, in a place that all full of sands? What is the best description opposite of desert? Gardens. And that's why he said immediately that because they succeeded and I am going to give them unlimited support because of their success, what I'm going to give them? Hadaika. Gardens. He didn't say, I am giving them hadiqa, one garden. He said, I am giving them hadaiqa, gardens. A garden, what it has? When you say, I have a garden, what it has? Sweet fruit or sour fruit? Sweet fruit. What kind of fruit? Unlimited. When you have a garden, you don't say, I have a garden of one tree. Must be
hundreds and thousands of trees. But this is in our calculation. But when Allah says, I'm giving a garden, means has no limit. No beginning, no end. For Allah's greatness, He is giving with His greatness, so there is no limit what kind of gardens He is giving, what kind of fruits He is giving. He said, حدائق, gardens of every kind of fruit that you can imagine that you cannot find in a desert. It's the opposite. So Sahaba, when they are hearing that, it's going to make a difference in their life. And we, Tabi'in, at the last days now, after 1400 years, for people who are in desert, when you are giving him a garden, means a garden has everything in it. Can a garden be a fruitful garden without water? Means it has full of rivers, of different kind of waters, mineral waters, gaseous water, cold water, everything that the self likes or the desire likes, Allah gives. So means He is showing His azama, His greatness to Prophets and His Sahaba, O Muhammad, I am giving that. But what kind of garden? Can we describe that, say, like garden of dunya? But this is only for us to understand, for people to understand. So Allah said, okay, opposite of desert is garden. I'm giving you gardens. Everyone likes that. And He didn't stop at that. He said, hada'ika. Then He specified one out of that. He said gardens, and He specified one fruit of that garden, because it makes a big change in the mind of people when they hear it. And He said, wa a'naba. What's a'nab? A'nab in Arabic? And grapes. So, and who He is giving this to whom? To those who are away from kufr, unbelief. To those who try not to be, to deviate toward the way of shaitan, but they go toward the way of Rahman. So He specified out of these gardens, Allah knows how many trees, fruitful trees, you are going to think that a garden opposite to a desert. But He specified inab, grapes. Why He specified grape? What you do from grapes? What we do from grapes? Khamra, wine. Means Allah promised, if you stop in dunya from involving yourself into what Allah forbid you to touch, wine, I will give you that wine in Akhirah, but it is not a drunken wine that make you drunk, but you give you pleasure from heavenly pleasure. وَخَمْرَةً لَزَّةً لِلشَّارِبِينَ
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات كمن هو خالد في النار وسقوا ماء حميما فقطع أمعاءهم.
Allah described what kind of paradise, and He said, وَخَمْرَةٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, and I'm going to give them wine that's going to give pleasure for those who drinks it. When Allah forbids something, you stop. Allah forbid mu'mins and Muslims from drinking wine in dunya.
Allah will give them something in Akhirah. He called it Khamra, coming from a grape. But what kind of wine is that, if we can say it in English, wine? What kind of wine is that? Lazzatin lisharibin. Lazzatin lisharibin means it gives a continuous, unstopped pleasure for those who drink it. And that is, later we will explain it in another session. Lazzatin lisharibin, what is the meaning of that? The literal meaning of that, interpretational meaning of that, means something that that gives love, eternal love, the love toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, I'm going to give them gardens. What human being likes in dunya? In the time of Jahiliyyah, in the time where ignorance was in its strongest time, before the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ignorance. So at that time, what people were doing? They are running to find gardens for themselves. They are running to find wine to drink for themselves, isn't it? And they are running to find, to entertain themselves, men and women, from each other, isn't it? Adultery. So this is, and if we look at today to dunya, the whole dunya is like that today. What people are running for? What people that they have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are running for what? They are running either for wealth, for money, they are running for alcohol. You have a name better. Intoxicate, running after drugs, running after all kind of things to drink, and running after women or men. Is there anything in this life? Tell me. Huh? Anything else? Why people are running to make money? Those who are forgetting about Akhirah, why they want to keep with their money to go what? To do what? To go have more pleasure. To go to beaches. To go to movie theaters. To see kind of bad movies. To go and drink in these cubes and the small shops. What do they call it? What? Huh? Coffee shops? Coffee shop? There is something else. He knows it. He makes himself doesn't know. They go to discos, to bars, to nightclubs, to do what? To drink, to entertain themselves. And to see things that is haram, munkar. Isn't it? So this is what was in the heart of people before and today. From beginning of dunya till end of dunya, it is on that. Why Qabil killed Habil? Huh? For a woman. For his sister. Sayyidina Adam gave the sister of Qabil to Habil to marry, and the sister of Habil for Qabil to marry. Qabil didn't want, he wants to marry his sister. So he killed Habil. From beginning of dunya, it is that fight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, okay, you follow my way, I give you what you were. In dunya, it is a limited pleasure for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever pleasure it is. From whatever you do, drink or wining or dining or womanizing, you are going to go long in a day. 1 hour? 2 hours? Can you do it every day? No. So, I'm giving eternal for you. Eternal pleasure. That pleasure that never you feel it less, but you feel it, you are more and more. That's why he described it with hadaiqa, wa'anaba, gardens, and grapes means wines. And wakawa'iba atraba. And what is kawa'iba atraba? He wants to give you the highest pleasure in your mind. And he didn't say, I'm giving you, naming it by name, but he said, I'm going to give you in judgment day what you desire from is the most beautiful age is which age? For youngs, for people to marry. Is which age? Is 16. 16, 17, something like that, is not? Girls or boys? So I am going to give you that kind of age. And that's why he called it with kawa'iba atraba. Kawa'iba atraba, and I will translate, it's not me, it's what the Holy Quran is saying. So people must understand that. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. He said, and young, full-breasted, mature maidens of equal age. Understood? So he is giving a description for what kind of pleasure he is giving you. And in tafsir, in most of the tafsir, and in tafsir Ruh al-Bayan, it says that they are, I'm not going to go deep in that explanation, but I'm going to wrap it quickly, that it is in all of them on the certain age, on one age. Mustawiyatun fi sin, is they are on one single age, and they describe that age. وَهُوَ كَوْنُهُنَّ بَنَاتُ سِتَّ عَشَرَ means age of 16. That is the best time and best age. And he said they are going to be mature. When a girl becomes mature, she will become grown up and she will become understanding. And I will see in tafsir سورة النبأ في الدر المنثور إن للمتقين مفازة وكواعب أترابا. كواعب he said قال نواهد, أترابا قال مستويات, means they have they are in the same age, they have full breasted, mature maidens of equal age. So this is how they describe that. And he said, وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا قَالَ أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ قَوْلِهِ كَأْسًا دِهَاقًا قَالَ الْكَأْسُ الْخَمْرُ وَالدِّهَاقُ الْمَلْآنُ. He is giving them إن للمتقين مفازا, for the muttaqun he is going to give them a refuge or giving them paradise. وحدائق وعنابا, and he is going to give them كأسا دهاقا, he is giving them كأسا دهاقا, a full cup of wine. وكواعب أترابا, and complete pleasure that they will be taken from each other. وقال وأخرج ابن المنذر عن الضحاك في قوله كواعبة full maiden. He said they are these girls that they are virgin, no one touched them before. And Ibn Abbas said about كأس دهاقة, he said as soon as you said a كأس, a cup, what is in the cup is must be liquor, must be wine. So Allah would not say wine without a cup. So when he said cup, means it is wine. That's why he said, وَأَخْرَجَ عَبْدُ بِنْ حَمِيدٍ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ قَالَ إِذَا كَانَ فِيهَا خَمْرٌ فَهِيَ كَأْسٌ. If it was in it, there was wine, it is a cup. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا خَمْرٌ فَلَيْسَ بِكَأْسٍ. And if it was not in it wine, means it is not a cup. And Allah said, it is a cup. كَأْسًا دِهَاكَ. A cup full. A full cup. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. And Allah give you a full cup of wine, but that wine, that is the secret. He said, وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. I never they hear in it. And he said, no laugh, dirty, false, evil talk shall they hear therein, nor lying. Allah, what is this then? Why he mentioned that verse after a full cup, means a wine? Means in dunya, when someone drink wine, what happened with him? He will become drunk. So what he will do? He will say all kind of evil, all kind of lies, all kind of backbiting, all kind of bad doings. But here he described وَكَأْسًا دِهَاكَ, a full cup. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوَ وَلَا كِذَابًا. You will never even, you will have a full cup, means you will be full with wine, drunk, but not losing your mind, and not doing anything wrong, and not lying. You means, you, whatever you drink, is still you are, you have your complete pleasure, and still you are in complete conscience. Means a different kind of wine, not what people think about wine of dunya. That is a big difference that we have to understand that. And that's why Ahlul Ma'rifah, those people of knowledge, they are drunk in Allah's love. And that's why always they say the haqq. Because they are full of the cup of love. And this is, we'll explain it next time from that angle. Or that interpretation. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ